You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a terrific Sunday. Hope you had a great weekend. Been watching a lot of college baseball this weekend, man. We'll talk about that, too. But first, we're going to go out to Keegan Leary out in Denver. Keegan, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Greg?
Well, I'm doing great. It's been a good weekend. It's finally getting hot, which I could do without, but now I got to figure out a way to go swimming. So, hey, let's talk about you played college football. Your brother played college baseball. Guys over there at Sports Thread, the place for recruiting. Get your Sports Thread app at sportsthread.com. How do you like that little segue into that? But Keegan, let's talk about recruiting, because that's what you guys do. There is no place, and I mean no place. I've been doing this, gosh, since 1988, and, of course, technology's changed immensely. But right at the top of technology, and you guys got that technology award for apps, there's a good reason for that. You guys have set the recruiting world on fire.
I mean, much appreciated, man. And yeah, it's been a pretty crazy time to be a part of seeing this virtual recruiting world kind of boom. And, you know, you actually led me right into what I wanted to talk to you today, which is about how kids can use Sports Thread, other sites over summer to make sure that coaches, you know, kind of keep an eye on you over summer, because we're getting into this time of month where a lot of kids will be taking some time off, which is needed. But, you know, if you're trying to make that play at the next level, like we're seeing with the College World Series, it's amazing thing that's going on right now, you've got to make sure that you're showing coaches that you know, you don't take too much time down, that you're going to be one of those dogs who's consistently working and grinding over summer. So you know, I know you actually are a big part of doing that with hosting events over summer and things like that, to make sure that kids get the exposure that they need and get the film that they need to show to coaches kind of show off their talent throughout summer without their schools giving them the activities that they need because they're obviously off right now. And one thing I really wanted to talk about is the idea of the certified summer. So I know we've talked about certified athletes a few times and how that shows coaches what you're doing and that you're dedicated to your craft, basically. And so we've all got those kids that are the dominant ones in their field, in their teams, things like that, and they're showing off to coaches. One thing we're doing over summer is we're trying to make sure that these kids and even more kids around the country have the ability to show coaches that, yeah, man, I'm grinding over summer. I mean, you see it time and time again, these kids that are absolutely working throughout the summer to make sure they get better. How can we get them the exposure that they deserve? And that's where the Certified Summer Program is really coming in clutch. Basically, what this is going to be is a 6-week series where kids are tasked with posting an athlete post and a educational post. And those athlete posts can be anything from, you know, how am I getting better in the weight room? How am I getting better on the field or at an exposure event like you've got going on? Or then into their student posts, which is how am I getting better as a leader and a student? And so this program is truly designed to show coaches that you're putting in that work while no one is watching. I know that you can vouch for that specifically, Greg, what that intrinsic value that brings to coaches, that grind that you show over these downtimes can be important for your recruiting. Am I right here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this year, something's changed. It's like AAU teams are actually taking off the month of June to let these kids go play in their summer leagues. And so I'm glad to see that cooperation between the high schools and the AAU programs, because, you know, in about every sport where they have summer AAU's type stuff, for lack of a better term, you know, they haven't cooperated. Now they seem to be cooperating a lot.
Yeah, and that's tremendous to see, because, you know, these kids need every single place that they can to get their film. And film is really becoming what rules all, film and events, because, you know, the event gives you that live exposure. It gives you that live atmosphere. Sometimes you can get coaches to go to them. You know, all of that depends on NCAA recruiting calendars, when coaches are allowed to view events, and it always depends on time and sport. You know, that's a whole other thing. But what it does is it gives you exposure to get this film against elite competition. That's so crucial to get around to coaches, you know, using, say, SportsThreads recruiting system so you can send your profile out to different coaches. But the film, you know, we always had a saying in football, you know, you can talk as much as you want, but the film never lies.
Never,
I'm sure that
never. Ball don't lie either.
Absolutely. Ball don't lie, film don't lie, man. You know, when you're out there, you know, you either did or you didn't do it. And, you know, these events and capitalizing on the film you get from them is really what is going to make the difference in a lot of these kids recruiting coming through. And, you know, a great way for these kids to go out and get that film and reuse that film for their recruiting purposes is, you know, making sure you find events. Like, I know you have the 34th Summer Nationals coming up, right?
Right.
Massive event, great film, great talent, all going to be there, all playing, right? That's fantastic. Then we've also got, you know, college summer camps. How important are those to making sure you can get their name out there? I mean, just massively important. I actually got my name in front of University of Northern Colorado by finding their flyer on the internet, going up there, and, you know, I did pretty well. I won the camp award and ended up getting a chance to go play up there. But making sure that when you go to these college camps, you're going to get seen by the colleges, at least that are hosting the events. I mean, that's a huge plus right there. But then they also bring in, depending on the camp and, again, a lot of other things, but a lot of camps will have multiple coaches from multiple universities there. So not only are you getting exposure to the colleges that are hosting it, but the other colleges that are attending to find great recruits. And some great ways to find these camps are actually through SportsThread app. We have, you know, over 500 college programs on the app that are posting about their college camps, and we actually work with them to make sure that we provide athletes in their areas the opportunities to see these events, to see these clinics and camps, and get their name out there to colleges by attending. You know, we work with obviously tremendous partners like yourself to make sure that athletes get the ability to go and play in these elite status places and get this kind of film. And the, you know, one of the big things I can say is making sure that you get this film and are able to reuse it, just like we say in content. You know, you got to get, you know, when we do our social media stuff for SportsThread, right, we have to get all of this content to reuse in all of these different places. You know, these kids have to run their recruiting the same way everyone runs a brand nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. And you played college football. Was 7-on-7, I mean, and you're not that old, but 7-on-7 is a relatively new thing. Were you playing any 7-on-7 for recruiting back 10, 15 years ago?
So I was in big man. I was nose guard. So
you didn't get to play 7-on-7 much, did you?
No, man. I was always so jealous. It was there. I was always so jealous.
Everybody but the offensive lineman.
Oh, it was brutal, man. You know, the 7-on-7 is a great way to get your name out there. And I was always so jealous because it looks like so much fun. You know, you get to. It's all of the fun parts of being a DB quarterback.
It's AAU football is what it is, right? I mean, it is what it is. And these coaches all tell me, you know, we're getting into the 7-on-7 stuff, and we're really going to be into it next spring and fall, but in summer. But it's just one of those deals where that's where a lot of the recruiting's done. You know, the camps are great, but these events where you can get multiple coaches. I mean, it's great to go to a camp at, say, you know, Oklahoma State. It's right next door, but you know what? There's going to be 100 kids there, and they're probably only going to notice one or two, three tops unless you're a superstar and you really stand out. But you go to one of these 7-on-7 events, I mean, there might be 40, 50 coaches there. So why not maximize your time, kind of like AAU?
Absolutely. And, I mean, a lot of these camps, you know, one thing that is terrific is you might get noticed by one coach, but you could at the major university, but you can always get you know, picked out by some of the other assistants that are there. But when you go to these larger AAU style, or, you know, kind of 7-on-7, camps, you just get the exposure and you get the competition, which is so valuable. But, you know, it's really just about making sure you get yourself as many opportunities as possible to not only get seen in person, but be able to get the footage you need to be re-seen, essentially, just over and over and over again, using all of the virtual new products like SportsThread to get your name out there to these coaches. But back to your original point, yes, 7-on-7, tremendous thing. Always was jealous because the big man camps, not quite as much fun. We had to go full pads and just run into each other the whole time.
Do the Oklahoma drill all day, right? Something like that. Hey, Keith, let me ask you, you mentioned it right at the top of the segment that you guys integrate with other, you know, type things for recruiting. You guys do such a great job integrating with Huddle. I know so many kids go, hey, when I set up my profile at SportsThread, can I put my Huddle highlights? Well, of course you can. That's, you know, it's what SportsThread's all about, is many, you know, things you can bring in film-wise, maybe awards you've won, not necessarily all athletic, but academic. You know, things you do. Do you volunteer? Do you help little old ladies across the street? That kind of thing. You know, coaches want to know that. They want to know they're not going to have to babysit you, too. They want to know you're a good kid.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you know, Huddle is a tremendous software for athletes to be able to use. You know, they do a great job of hosting film and giving kids the chance to look at their film, get it out to, you know, have something to send out to coaches and analyze themselves. You know, but that also carries over into YouTube, different things like that. But I couldn't agree with you more that having the ability to show coaches, you know, hey, I did this on these plays, tremendous. And then, you know, what we've built into our SportsThread profiles is the ability to post your Huddle, the ability to post your YouTube. But like you said, your awards, things like that, we've built special sections into the profiles to highlight to coaches. So we actually have specific places for your transcript, for example, something that a lot of kids don't really think about until a coach asks for it. And then they're like, oh, what a, I got to go get this. I mean, these are really important things that every coach needs to see, that, you know, it's kind of good to take stock of right when you start your recruiting process, and be like, hey, I know I need these couple things, your best achievements, like your awards. Did you make all conference, et cetera? Your transcripts, your GPA, your film. And that's, you know, even if you're not using SportsThread, which, you know, I'm not, obviously you should be, but even if you're not using SportsThread, it's super valuable to make sure that you are getting all of these things that you need to show coaches in one place so you can, you know, they don't have to keep searching and they don't have to keep hitting you up. They can just look at what you need, at what they need, and start the dialogue for you to, you know, make that step into the next level.
And of course, this is the certified summer at SportsThread. You got to be a certified player. And my homework assignment for y'all is to go on to SportsThread tonight. This is a fun homework. I shouldn't say homework because people automatically probably turn me off on that. But hey, school's over, so it's fun homework now. You go to SportsThread, find out how to become a certified player if you're not already, because that is a very crucial thing that you guys have that literally I haven't seen anywhere else. And during the pandemic, boy, it really helped out a lot of kids.
Yep, I love the homework, and you couldn't be more right. Every time we bring a coach onto our platform and we show them the certified athletes, their eyes light up because they know that we're showing them, that this check mark is showing them that these kids are really dedicated to doing the little things right. I know we've talked about that a few different times. And so, you know, the certified summer is going to be a great program. Basically you have to get 100 points by proving athletic and leadership and student growth over the 6-week period, and you'll become a certified athlete. Our top five our top five point getters are going to receive some really cool special shout outs and things from SportsThread. So we're going to do it up really cool for everybody, you know, and try and get as many kids a look as possibly can. I love the homework. You know, hit us up on any of our social channels or on the app. or any help from SportsThread. We're always here to help our athletes get their names out there to coaches.
Tell all my folks over there in Denver I said hello. Your dad, including, I haven't talked to your dad in a while. I talk to your brother all the time, but tell your dad to just give me a call when he's got absolutely nothing to do someday. That day may never happen, but I know he's busy. But tell him I said hello. Tell all the folks out there I said hello. We'll look forward to getting you on again next week.
Absolutely, man. Will do. And I'll tell everyone you say hi and make sure to block a good hour and a half off then if you're trying to get Billy D on the phone.
Yes, he like me has the gift of gab. We can talk all day. Great talking to you, Keegan.
Great talking to you too, Greg.
All right, Keegan Leary, SportsThread, SportsThread.com. You need to check them out. They are our VIP sponsor. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with somebody from CBS Sports Radio here in just a little bit. I'll tease you a little bit. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Coach, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season a chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn to take the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and your locker room. I've had my own kids attend a PGC camp that had a huge impact on them, both on and off the court. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
This is SportsThread, and this is the new free SportsThread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Celebrate summer with a cool, crisp salad at Eskimo Joe's. We make them fresh to order with high-quality produce, meats, cheeses, and made-from-scratch dressings. Choose from our Joe Chef Salad, Joe Chef Pasta Salad, our Southwest Chicken Salad, a Chicken Caesar Salad, my favorite, and our featured Summer Salad. Our salads are big, and they are delicious. So come taste the freshness at Eskimo Joe's. Stillwater's jumping little juke joint since 1975.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. And your National Weather Service forecast for tonight, clear and 65. For Monday, sunny 92. Monday night, clear 68. Tuesday, sunny 92. Tuesday night, clear and 68. Wednesday, sunny 92. Wednesday night, clear 68. And low 90s again Thursday and Friday.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
Every time I hear this song, I think about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was one of my favorite parts, one of my favorite movies in the mid-80s when I lived in Dallas. It's good stuff. That and a movie I watch all the time. We'll get into our movie rankings as we do every summer. But, yeah, I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Weird Science, and trying to think of the best one, Back to the Future, which I just thought was incredible. And you realize, let's see, Back to the Future was in 1985. Of course, he goes back to 1955, 30 years, right? So we are further away from 1985 than he was from 1955, and that's hard to believe because the difference in, you know, what they wore, the music, the whole thing, you could see it the minute he went back to 1955, and here we are, you know, 36 years later, 36. Yeah. My math's better than I thought. that's a great movie. Now the other two, not so much. Two and three. They're okay though. Like the Biff character. I can't believe that guy didn't get any more work after that. I guess he was typecast, but Amy Lawrence going to join us here in a little bit and glad to have her on. Just preview, her show on her network. She's on CBS Radio, and I tell you what, if you're like me, you're kind of a night owl, you wake up late, you go to bed late, Amy is great company to keep you company in the middle of the night when you're getting some work done, you can't sleep, things like that. So Amy will call in here momentarily, and matter of fact, I'll just send her a little reminder. Not great radio, I know, when I'm sending texts, but sometimes people just get busy. Maybe they get a phone call, whatever. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll get Amy on here in just a moment and talk about everything in the world of sports. I know she was big on the softball. Amy's been in the market now. She's originally from the East Coast, but she's really been all over the country and kind of got her start, one of her starts in the Oklahoma market. She was in the Oklahoma City market, then the Woodward market in northwestern Oklahoma. And that's how I got to know her, of course. And, of course, she's been everywhere since. And we've had Amy on the show periodically. She is such a great guest. And bring Amy on now from CBS Sports. And Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
Well, I'm terrific. It's just getting hot out here. Of course, you spent time in Oklahoma. You know when it gets hot, it gets hot. And
hey, I was just in Wisconsin last week, and it was 90 degrees. The same thing in New Jersey. So I don't know that you guys have the corner on the market when it comes to heat.
No. But you know what? It's been really cool here this summer. We've had a lot of rain. You know, people's grass not looking like it is yet because the hot weather hadn't hit yet. And we kind of got that grass for the hot weather. But when you were out here, you did pretty much everything. I mean, you're in the Woodward Market, you know, you've been a lot of places. Of course, you're national now. So how did Oklahoma prepare you for the national market? I mean, it's more of a college market than an NBA and NFL market, certainly, and Major League Baseball and all that. We're more about the colleges and the high schools here. Did that prepare you for the national scene?
Well, there are a couple of things that I will never forget about my time in Oklahoma. First of all, I was still in news when I worked out, when I started there. So when I first started in Woodward, I was doing both news and sports director for a 100,000-watt station. So it reached all the way to Oklahoma City as well as parts of Kansas and Texas. And because I was doing everything, I was really a one-and-a-half-man show. Because I was doing everything, I had a chance to work on reporting. I had a chance to cover games really for the first time in my career as, you know, as a beat reporter. I had a chance to cover weather, severe weather, but I also had to work on writing, and I had to work on storytelling, and I had to really be able to morph and multitask quickly and from one thing to the next. So I always will take that job in Woodward and kind of look at everything I learned about, you know, how I guess the behind the scenes, but also about how to manage a bunch of different tasks. And then I've told this story on the air a bunch, but my last big news story that I covered in OKC was 9/11. And so I made the jump to full-time sports right after that, two, 3 months later. I made the jump to full-time sports, but I wouldn't have missed that for the world because of the ability and the opportunity to be able to tell the story, which is what, you know, we want to do as journalists, but also because through the eyes of Oklahomans, it was a completely different perspective after the federal building was bombed. And so that part is kind of the first half of what I did in Oklahoma. But news taught me how to be objective. It taught me how to tell a story, taught me how to write. And then when I made the jump to full-time sports, well, it was trial by fire. I mean, working at a little station in Norman and getting fired a year later and trying to figure out what the heck.
They blocked me, Amy, so you're better off than that, right?
Well, the best advice I ever received came from Bob Berry Jr. right after that. He was one of the first people I called right after my mom. Bob was one of the first people that I talked to, and of course I was a mess. I was crying my eyes out. I didn't understand. There was really no explanation, and I had no idea what was going to happen next if my career was over. And Bob said to me, "You haven't made it in this business until you've been fired twice." and what he meant was, it's, you know, it's a business that's very subjective. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs. This is just one of your battle scars, and it's not the end of your road. It's just a different direction. And I never forgot that. It was so, so important to me because he encouraged me and helped me to kind of to see the positives in it. And so the other big thing that I take away from Oklahoma, outside of the people, which is really the most important thing, is the religion of college football. So I went to Syracuse. I got my master's there, and I went to games at the Carrier Dome. And I grew up in the Northeast, and there was some college football, but it wasn't college football like it is a lifeblood in Oklahoma and Texas. And so getting a chance to cover some of the biggest games of the year in college football, being at Bedlam in both Norman and obviously in Stillwater, and to have the opportunity to work with some of the great coaches that came through there, I started doing that right after Bob Stoops was hired, and then also had the chance to cover Kelvin Sampson and Sherry Cole, and they were both amazing to me. I'm sure I was terrible at what I was doing, but they were both really good to me. And then, of course, same thing. You know, Mike Gundy was so great to me as well. And so I just am so thankful for not just the relationships, but the fact that I had to learn that college football is different in parts of the country, and I now understand and I use that on my show, especially because, as you point out, it's a national show, and not everybody understands how big college football is in certain parts of the country, but I certainly do now.
It's funny, you mentioned Kelvin, and you want to feel really old during the Final Four week. We had on his top assist at Kellen Sampson.
Yeah, and crazy, I used to right? go, I remember Kellen used to be hopping all around at the end of the bench.
Yes.
And, well, pretty cool.
Kelvin used to have me come in and speak to his camp every summer, and, you know, Kellen was in the camp and everything running around, and so Kelvin says, hey, I'm going to go over to the Houston Huffman Center. Can I catch a ride with you? I want to watch Kellen. Kellen, she said, he did win the state free throw championship, so I had to give him a little stuff about that. But it's funny when you mention, you know, your time in news and thing, it almost correlates with our last week's guest, Cindy Morgan, who you probably don't know that name necessarily, but she played Lacey Underall in Caddyshack and played Yori on Tron. She got her start out of college at Northern Illinois in the Chicago area doing news and then turned into sports a little bit. So it's kind of funny. Now, she didn't stay in the business. But then again, if you'd have got a job to be Yori or Lacey Underall, you might have turned the radio thing down, right?
I mean, I'm a radio junkie. People ask me all the time, when are you moving to TV? And I have zero desire to go to TV full-time or anything that has to do with me being on camera. I mean, I know people do video blogs, and a lot of people are in love with Zoom now. And instead of just doing interviews, they want to do face-to-face on camera. And I do basketball on TV. I've learned how to do it now. It's a completely different skill than radio, and so I'm glad that I've learned how to do it. But I don't enjoy being on camera. It really, honest to God, intimidates me. And so I'm so happy when it's over and the camera's pointed in a different direction. So I'm a radio junkie forever. As long as I'm in this business, I will be talking. And I really appreciate the fact that as a female, it's not about what I look like. And I know there's social media. You can find pictures of me all the time. Though
we posted your best one.
Thank you. Though pictures can be used and manipulated too, but I am thankful that people listen to me because I entertain them, not because they think I'm some 25-year-old hot blonde, because I'm not. And so
you're a 30-something-year-old hot blonde, right?
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, I'm thankful for the chance to do something that I love, and I don't also enjoy the formula of TV where you get 90 seconds to talk about what it is that they've assigned you. I much prefer, I take the scenic route. I tell people all the time, I get lost on tangents. My brain is like a plate of spaghetti. You pull one, strand of spaghetti off the plate and three or four other strands come with it. And those are all representing different topics, different stories. I mean, I get lost down rabbit holes all the time. So I just prefer the 4 hours a night, the having the opportunity to go a bunch of different directions.
And nobody gives you crap about what you're wearing or anything.
Oh, are you kidding? Everyone,
bad hair day.
Everyone. A lot of people give me crap about what I wear, how
I do
my
hair. Well,
I know
they do you. I mean, I read social media. I kind of laugh at it. I want to fight them, but, because you're my friend.
No,
but still, no, it's not. And people are hiding in their mom's basement, anonymous names, all that good stuff. And my friend Mike Ziegenhorn, I used to do his Sunday night call-in show at Channel 8, the ABC affiliate in Tulsa all the time. And he always told me, and when I first started, there is no such thing as bad publicity. Hey, if they're talking about you, it's all good. Half of them will tune in because they want to hate you, and half of them turn in because they love you. But they all listen. It's all good. It pays the bills. But, hey, Amy, I need to take a quick break. I'm sure you'll understand that. Let you go get something to drink or whatever. When we come back, I want to talk about your nightly show, because that's the great thing about radio in the middle of the night. It's good. You don't have a lot of clutter. And you've really found a niche for that market of night owls like me. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk to Amy Lawrence from CBS Sports Radio after these messages.
This is Sports Threat, and this is the new free Sports Threat app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, joint friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
We get it. Summer is here and you're ready to get back to it all. Start with a great rate on a car, truck, or boat loan from Tinker Federal Credit Union and get back to the places and people you love. It's easy to apply online, at one of our branches, and even get pre-approved before you start shopping. Check out our rates today and get a car, truck, or boat loan from the one you trust. And get back to summer, to fun, to all the reasons to celebrate 75 years of you and TFCU.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Hey, Damian Lawrence from CBS Sports Radio with us the next 10-15 minutes. Amy, first of all, let's talk about the show, because I know a lot of people who listen to it because they stay up late. Like, no, they in this market they do, because you talk stuff they like. I mean, you do talk some NBA too. I know you've been talking some KD and stuff, which is still, you know, that's still appropriate around these parts. But the NBA playoffs going on, college baseball going on, softball just got done. Sooner ladies win another win, and
amazing.
How'd you get along with Gasso? I mean, she's pretty nice. I've always got
along with her. Gosh, I love Patty, and I love her family too. Her husband and her son, they were always great to me. They treated me like I was one of them, which was awesome. So, yes, I should have mentioned her earlier. And it was funny. I was just in Wisconsin visiting my 99-year-old grandmother.
I hadn't seen her.
Yeah, I hadn't seen her since August of 2019. And as you can imagine, last year was tough on her like it was for a lot of senior citizens. And so I spent 5 days with her, and we didn't watch a lot of TV, but she knows that I work in sports. I'm not sure she knows what I do, but she knows I work in sports. And she was like, do you want to watch anything? Is there anything on TV that you need to watch? And I said, no. We were kind of flipping through, and we started watching softball, and she's like, wow, this is really fun. And I was like, yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing. People don't, if you don't watch it, you don't understand how different softball is from baseball, and yet there are a lot of the same principles, but the game itself, it's just a different dimension. So we enjoyed watching a little bit of that. What an amazing run for Patty and this year's team.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the fun thing around here, and of course, the guy with me right now running the boards that answered the phone when you called, Bill Van Ness, he is the voice of the Cowgirl softball team. And so
awesome.
He had quite a ride, too, and it's a lot of fun when two of the top eight teams in the country are right here in your own small state.
Yeah, very cool. I actually had someone from Alabama, because the Tide were there in the Women's College World Series as well. Someone from Alabama complained to me that the tournament should move around. And I said, no, the tournament is a fixture. It's as much of a draw to go to the Women's College World Series facility there in Oklahoma City as it is to go to Omaha for the World Series, for the College World Series. Like, that's part of it. It's the centerpiece, and it's got the history and the rich tradition. And that's why it gets crazy crowds every year, regardless of whether or not Oklahoma or Oklahoma State are participating, and I know they do a lot, but regardless of that, it's a facility that represents so much to the sport, so no, you can't move it.
No, you wouldn't want to move the Big 12 tournament in basketball away from Kansas City. You wouldn't want to move Omaha.
You wouldn't want to move the Little League World Series. Like, that's part of the process.
Well, you know, if Nebraska and Creighton started getting a stranglehold on Omaha every year, you might hear some complaints. But other than that, you're not going to. The only reason you're hearing complaints is because Oklahoma's winning it every year in their home state.
Well, yeah, but they don't play in Oklahoma City. I mean, so it really doesn't matter. It could be 8 hours away, or it could be 30 minutes up the road. I mean, it doesn't. They're still going to be good because of the coaching and the facilities and the support they have.
It kind of stunk, though, a little bit with the rainouts that they had to play at 2 o'clock our time on the championship game when you're used to prime time. But I understand the NBA playoffs probably have just a little precedence.
Hey, don't you know now, people don't have schedules anymore. They're just home in their sweatpants all the time working on their computers, so it doesn't really matter. Time is of no essence.
I guess, but you wonder how many people that, you know, just found out, like, late the night before that, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to call in sick tomorrow. You know, I bet there are a lot of those Sooner fans, no doubt about it. Hey, what's on the show tonight? Talk about the times, you know, and things like that. Of course, if you follow Amy, and you should, there on Twitter, because I do, and she does such a great job of bringing the show and the social media together. But talk about the show tonight.
Can I just tell you something really funny?
Yeah.
It has become apparently and abundantly clear that people care far more about everything I have to say that is non-sports related on social media. So I get far more of a reaction when I talk about food, ice cream, my Grammy, my dog, my house. Today is my one-year anniversary of moving into my first little house.
Congrats.
I mean, people very rarely, thank you, people very rarely respond to anything I say about sports nearly as excitedly. So I'm not sure what that says about my chosen genre. But anyway, yes, the show, I tell people all the time that I could literally do a show every night about nothing but football. I mean, I know it's June, and they're supposed to be quiet in football, but it's just not that way ever. The NFL has become masterful at learning how to plop itself into the center ring of the circus and
always
just take up residence there. Yeah, and college football, too, this idea of expansion, and certainly the way that the last couple drafts have been, there's a lot more intrigue and just more interest in what happens with these players at the next step. And so a couple of things that I think are funny from this weekend. Number one, Mark Murphy of the Packers calling Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella. I cannot
wait to talk about that. That's like on social media. It's complicated.
complicated person, too.
Everybody.
So that's one thing. But another thing, too, Novak Djokovic at the French Open, and I know his crazy match, although he was down 0-2 today against his opponent, but his crazy match against Rafa on Friday and then this one in the championship, and it just dawns on me that if you had Novak or Rafael Nadal or Roger Federer in a different era of tennis, how many more slams would they have won if they did not have to compete against two of the other greatest of all time? I mean, we're literally watching three of the best men's tennis players in the history of the sport, and they're all in the same generation, and it blows me away. Together, they have won 59 Grand Slam singles titles. I mean, that's insane. And so we'll do a little bit on Novak, only because I know it's a big deal. Like, people love when it's the big names, but also because of his match against Rafa on Friday. Yes, the basketball, the fact that no matter what, Kyrie cannot stay healthy for longer than 5 games at a time, or he just chooses not to play. I mean, it's one or the other. So I get kind of irreverent about the NBA and about the Nets specifically. I do think that it's fantastic, Greg, that we have full arenas and ballparks and stadiums. I am thrilled. I can feel the electricity, and I'm literally mesmerized watching. Like, whatever is happening on the court, the ice, the field, all that's great. But I am so thankful that we're not hearing fake crowd noise anymore, because it's nothing like the real thing.
And no mask. And I mean, down here in Oklahoma, I haven't seen a mask. We don't even have masks in our tournaments, youth tournaments anymore. I mean, it's
awesome.
So hopefully it'll get up your way pretty soon. But
I taught in church this morning. I teach kiddos, elementary school kiddos in church, and it was our first time without masks.
Awesome.
A lot of the kids were still wearing them. None of the adults were. And this is really funny, too. Let it never be said that I caved to peer pressure, because Walmart and Sam's have removed the mask requirements. Grocery stores have, restaurants have. A lot of the people in New Jersey, where I live, as well as in New York City, are still wearing them. Yeah, I don't freaking care if I'm the only person in the entire store. I am not wearing that thing just for the fun of it.
Good for you, Amy. You know how many times I go, of course, during the pandemic, I didn't go to many stores at all. I went to a lot of drive-thrus, and you don't have to wear a mask. Then I see people in their car by themselves wearing their mask. Oh, that's a little
They're
over
working
the top.
Out with one on, and no one else is around you. I do not understand that. I never once wore a mask outside. I do not get it. But that's just me. I'm a bad American, maybe.
No, I think you're a good American, actually. It's great, because you mentioned it in the tennis world, those three guys, and of course it would have been fun to see them go against McEnroe and Borg and Connors and those guys back in the 70s.
Sampras, Agassi.
Yeah, that was a great time, too. But on the women's side, wouldn't you have loved to see today's women go against Navratilova,
Chris Everett, Steffi Graf, Monica Seles.
That would have been some, a seniors tour would be great, wouldn't it?
They do actually have one in men's tennis. I've done some PA announcing for it, which is kind of fun, getting to do John McEnroe matches after he was retired.
Oh, and he's hilarious, isn't he?
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, it had to be one of the greatest thrills of my career, was to actually talk to him face-to-face and do interviews. It was amazing.
Is that the best part of your job? No, seriously, because people ask me all the time, like, what's the most fun thing? Because I see you get to talk to, like, celebrities and stuff. I'm like, that's probably to talk to, like, Bob Knight and interview him 3 or 4 times. You know, when I was a little kid, and I was a Purdue fan, you know, we lived in West Lafayette, but and he'd always give, he'd remember, like, after the first interview, that I was a little Purdue fan back in the day, and he'd say something like, were you that kid screaming at me behind the bench back in West Lafayette? I go, I might have been. But, you know, so those things are fun. You get to meet some of the people that you've looked up to all your life, and, you know, 5 minutes into talking to them, though, they're like your old friends, which is fun.
Yeah, I do enjoy interviews, and I take pride on trying to ask questions that have not been asked before, because a lot of these people are doing interviews, nonstop, especially if you get them in, like, a car wash situation. So I do enjoy that. I don't know that the celebrity part is really, I don't know. I'm not even sure who's a celebrity anymore and who's not. But also, I do really enjoy connecting with people. The national show gives you that opportunity, and I know you mentioned late night, which, yes, it does start at 11 o'clock on the West Coast, and it runs through the night. But by the time we get to my final 90 minutes, it's morning commuters, and it's people who are trying to get up and shake off the cobwebs and get out. And so the audience turns over a lot, and I really have enjoyed, especially over the last year and a half, Greg, have been fighting tough battles, whether it be health, whether it be mental, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whatever it is. I mean, we've all gone through this. And I wouldn't say we've all gone through it together, but we've all gone through it. And it's just been a blessing to be able to try to infuse some hope and some humor and some entertainment. And there are times when I've questioned, what the heck? Why am I talking about sports? It doesn't matter. And I don't necessarily think that my job is important. I mean, I talk about sports for a living, but I do know that it gives people an opportunity to get away from the tough stuff, and I understand that, too, because, you know, when I need an escape, I'll watch a movie, and it takes my brain away from real life and from reality, and I kind of think my radio show does that. But, yeah, my word for the last year has been hope, and however I can possibly infuse some, and a lot of times it is through humor and through trying to make light of tough situations, like buying a house in the middle of a pandemic. Moving is as much fun as it sounds in the middle of a pandemic, but also moving into a house where apparently the owners did not know how to clean. Now, I did not recognize it when, I mean, I was, you know, first time home buyer and just overwhelmed. And so I spent the first week and a half crying my eyes out and begging for my money back. Like, I don't love this. This is awful. You know, like telling the stories about how it took 3 days to clean my fridge, talking about training my old dog to walk up a ramp now that, you know, she can't get into the SUV by herself. I mean, just real life stuff. Honestly, that's what people can relate to, and I'm really, really thankful for the opportunity to do that.
Well, and you've got such a positive outlook, and like we all know.
Well, sometimes it's fake.
Well,
but we
all know sports is really way down the list when it comes to stuff we've been through in the last year and a half. And,
yes.
But the beauty of it is, between sports and Netflix, and everybody has their own thing, but between those two things, really helped me get through the pandemic.
Yes, well, and buying a house and having to take care of it helped me get through it, but also knowing that regardless of whether or not there were sports, I had to keep going. So for 3.5 months, and actually probably longer than that, I guess, let's see, shut down in mid-March, and it was until the end of July. Well, we had some golf and NASCAR, so that was fun, but you can't do 4 hours on NASCAR, really. I could do 4 hours on The Last Dance, as it turns out, no problem. But yeah, I mean, just coming up with different ways to entertain, starting the show with good news, talking about food, talking about the ways that we're coping and family, you know, situations and travels and all that kind of stuff. It really did stretch me, and it was a good challenge. I never had a lack of material, but yes, as you point out, it's been a tough year, and sports is really, really far down the list. And so to be able to relate and identify and connect with people on other levels has been such a blessing to me, too.
Well, it certainly can't wait to college football and NFL.
Yes.
And full house, a full house.
100,000 strong, baby. Let's go.
All right. Great stuff as always, Amy. It's so good having you on. Look forward to having you on again maybe later this summer and certainly into football season.
Sounds great, Greg. Thanks for reaching out.
Thank you. And hope folks will listen tonight to your show. And good stuff from Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a final break. We'll be back after these messages.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent, and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Don't let summer sizzle you out. Mexico Joe's is serving up the fresh and offering two salads that'll make you smile. Our Mexi Finger Salad features fresh greens topped with freshly shredded cheese, crispy fried chicken coated in our house-made spice, and our own pico de gallo. And our grilled buffalo chicken salad features fresh greens topped with our grilled chicken tossed in buffalo sauce, blue cheese crumbles, freshly shredded cheese, and tomatoes. Come dine with us and taste the fresh at Mexico Joe's.
I'm Dr. Chris Goff, ear, nose, and throat surgeon at Stillwater Otolaryngology. Many Oklahomans suffer from recurrent sinus infections with nasal congestion, drainage, sinus pressure, and pain. Minimally invasive balloon sinus dilation is available to treat these symptoms in the office and in the hospital. The balloon navigates tough-to-reach anatomy and opens up the sinuses with little to no pain and very minimal recovery time. For more information, call 405-624-8603. For Stillwater Medical, this is Dr. Goff.
And that's about going to do it. Want to thank our special guest, Keegan Leary, of course, from SportsThread, SportsThread.com, the ultimate for recruiting. If you're a recruit in any sport, you need to get that app. Go to SportsThread.com. And also Amy Lawrence, of course, CBS Sports Radio. You can listen to her show after hours all over the country tonight and online as well. Want to thank Bill Van Ness for keeping us on the air and all of our sponsors as well. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing.